Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Mailbag. It's Sean here in the chair today, so to speak, because I'm actually sat on my living room floor. But hey, let's not go into the specifics. So without further ado, I guess, let's get straight into it. And this question has literally, as I was just setting up, it came into my inbox on Instagram, into the DM. So it's freshest in my mind, so I'll get straight in with that one. It says, our counselling services included infertility care. I really feel like that's something that my husband would benefit from, although I'm not sure he would use it. So the short answer here is yes. Fertility clinics in the UK are required by the HFEA to offer counselling services, and that's before, during, or after treatment, and including utilising things like I did, donor sperm, donor conception. So yes, they should be offering it. Unfortunately, they often don't. So don't be afraid to ask. Certainly, if you feel like there's something that your husband does need and would benefit from, then I would certainly be pushing for it from the clinic. Now, what might be a bigger issue is whether he will engage with that, because I personally, it was offered to us at our clinic, I'm pleased to say, but I wouldn't engage with it because I was already struggling with my kind of ego and identity as a man whilst going through infertility. And I felt that was yet another kind of not a very masculine thing to do. Now, I say that now. When I say that now, I realize how irrational that is. These counselors are wonderful people. They're professionals. I know some of them now, or many of them even. I talked at their annual conference earlier this year, which was a real honor. And they are very professional, very professional. They do years of training and bolt-on training to deal with infertility as well. They know exactly how things are, what you're going through, what he's going through. But I understand as well, and what I did feel was that, where's the men? I know there are a couple now registered with BICA, that's the British Infertility Counsellors Association. So look them up and do utilise it. Yeah, it's one of those things. I understand that what he may be thinking and feeling, I was there. What I would say is that, look, you've got nothing to lose by trying it. I certainly wish I did engage. I know it probably would have shortcutted my way through navigating that deep trauma, that grief. If that might be a step too far, then try and signpost him to other forms of support, perhaps us here at Male Fertility Podcast or our individual accounts or what we do over at Nexus Fertility. By finding that community and speaking to other men who may say, look, I did that. It was a great help. It may just help push him towards seeking that and, yeah, just help to expedite that healing, like I said, because it's hard to make sense of things in your own head. So even if it is just those initial steps of maybe attending one of our support groups at Nexus, for example, but listening, it doesn't have to turn the camera on, doesn't have to talk, just listen. And then that could be a very vital first step. And so on to the next question. I've recently been told that I have fertility issues. Is it normal to feel like I've failed somehow? And yes, it is completely normal. It's something that I definitely felt. It's, as men, we are brought up with this notion that we are there to protect, to provide, to procreate. And quite frankly, it's nonsense. But when it all happens there and then, and often as a complete surprise, all those feelings of failure do come up, and they are really hard to navigate. Our perception of who we are, our virility is tied often to what we deem to be our masculinity. And it's hard, especially when you know your partner is desperate for that baby. You can feel that you've failed in somehow, and that blame is something that's really hard to let go of. But when you strip back what it is to be a man, you realize that the ideals that we were raised with sometimes in social media and just society in general that they push, they're not the be-all and end-all. There's so much more to you as your worth as a person, as a partner as well. And it's important to acknowledge that fertility issues are medical, not moral. It's nothing about your character. It's something that is a medical issue that has been almost thrust upon you, and that the question didn't go into specifics. So sometimes there are things that can be done to improve that. Other times there aren't, which in my case, like having azoospermia, it can take that a little bit longer to get your head around that. But it's really important that you acknowledge that there are many ways to be a man, to be a partner, and each are as powerful and important as the next. In terms of myself, for example, becoming a donor recipient father, using donor sperm and not having any sperm at all, I realized that my worth wasn't in my genetics. It was in my values, my actions, in my love. And you are already enough. And what you're going through now, it will make you a stronger person and therefore a better man, a better partner, and hopefully down the line, a better father as well. So it's important to know that you're not alone. It's a very common theme that runs throughout men that I speak to, that feeling of failure, that feeling of blame, like I said, especially when you're seeing your partner so upset. So you're not alone. Just you've already reached out and contacted me. So that's a good start. Start to seek out other forms of support as well as if you can. And then you really hopefully then start to progress in ways of realizing that there's more to this. And it's complex, but what you're feeling is absolutely not unique in that respect, that many men do go through it. So try and be a bit kinder on yourself and yeah, just drop us a further message. And hopefully this has helped answer that in the first instance. We want to tell you about Imperil, the unique supplement for conception, which is recommended by fertility specialists for both men and women. We know that poor nutrition is one of the leading causes of infertility, but we are also aware that it's practically impossible to maintain a diet that's perfectly balanced, especially for conception. Choosing the right supplement can be confusing. Many multivitamins contain strong antioxidants, which may actually damage sperm quality. Imperil is made from activated micronutrients, which help every cell within the human body, from the biggest, the egg, to the smallest, the sperm. These micronutrients have been clinically proven to significantly improve live birth rates for men and women who have previously been struggling to get pregnant. You can find out more and hear from couples who have used Imperil by visiting fertilityfamily.co.uk. If you decide this is for you, there's a 10% discount just for our listeners. So make a note of the code MFPODCASTS10. That's capital M, capital F, podcast, all in lowercase, 10. Finally, another question from a man who has come in. I haven't clarified whether it should be anonymized or not, so I'll just keep it that way to be safe. I'm not ready to talk to someone yet. Are there small steps I can take to start processing all of this? Yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from, because so many people just keep saying, oh, you just need to talk. Men need to talk and do this. Yes, it is important at some point, but I think most importantly when you're ready, because if you're not ready, then you can probably risk making things worse. I think you have to rationalize things sometimes internally, but then it is, I am an advocate that sometimes like we can be like a pressure cooker if we don't talk forever, and that just builds up and can explode in ways that are perhaps more detrimental. But it's all about a process of when you're ready. And I didn't talk for a while, and when I did, things did start to ease up. But I know, and I even recognize in hindsight, I don't blame myself for not opening up sooner than what I did, which actually for me was about 3 years down the line after diagnosis, because I acknowledge and I realize now from what I was going through that it was all part of a process. So what did I do to get to that point of being able to talk when I was ready? I did what you're doing, like presumably because you've messaged in through the podcast account. I listened to podcasts. Now there weren't any male fertility specific podcasts about at the time, but I listened to other stories of men who have been through really big life challenges and come out the other side, navigated journeys of their own grief in however that way that looked, and then found a form of acceptance. Again, it wasn't related to fertility as such, but a lot of the things I was digesting, for example, Henry Fraser and Ben Tansley are just two of the names who were both paralyzed in completely unrelated incidents. But what they went through and their journey to acceptance really helped me. So that was by reading Henry's book and listening to Ben Tansley on podcasts. I started writing stuff on my phone, on an app about every day how I was feeling. That was massive because, again, it comes back to where everyone says, oh, you just need to talk and just need to do that. But actually, just getting stuff out of your head is a really good and huge first step, because if you're just writing it on a phone, on an app or whatever, or if you're journaling in some way or actually writing, often when you're looking back at those words that you're writing, that those thoughts in your head and you're putting it on paper or on a phone, when you're actually looking at it and reading it back, you can make sense of it a lot easier than you can when it's just swirling around your head. Often that can be really hard to make sense of, those thoughts and feelings, when they are kind of just going around and don't really have a full stop, to give it that writing analogy. So try that. Listen to other men's stories. Obviously, as I said, you obviously know of our podcast because you've come through this channel. So we've got men who have been through it, who are probably in their accounts on the pod, or mine and Kieran's, are probably saying the same things that you're thinking and have been through it. So listen to that and realize, and it will help you make sense of stuff by listening to other people's stuff. But I think it's really important to go at your own pace, not to rush, to know that it's hard to make sense of these things, but by I hesitate to say, but trusting the process, because you know that's been done to death a little bit, but by going through the motions, by starting to air those thoughts out in whatever way that is, it can help you move along, and eventually, in whatever way works for you, whether that is talking, whether that's talking to your partner, your friends, a professional, to us, thanks for your message, keep them coming in, then it can really start to give you a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. We all go through different things, life experiences that shape how easy or not it is for us to share. So just acknowledge that everyone is different. You're different to everyone else. And that's the beauty of life. And when people are trying to push what worked for them, say, okay, thank you for your advice. And just take it as a one other bit of hint or a tip, and just try and figure out what works for you. As I said, there are many now stories of other men who have been through fertility challenges out there. So by listening to them and how they dealt with things, our series 3 is 10 guys who are all different individuals who dealt with things in different ways. But the central theme is that they all struggle with their fertility. And there are many common features as to what we as men think and feel and go through. So yeah, just stick with it. People typically, if they're saying, oh, you just need to do this, just need to talk to them, it's because they care about you and they can see that you're struggling. But yeah, I do understand that sometimes people can be a bit oppressive in how they deal with things. So just, you're doing better than you realize by showing up each day, by reaching out and messaging us here. So just keep putting one foot in front of the other, like chalking off each day, and hopefully that road will seem a little less rough at points when you do start to find ways that work for you to open up. So I think that brings us to a close today. There's been a little bit of a central theme there throughout today about talking and seeking out help, sometimes externally or internally. So a nice little central theme throughout there. So if you do have any further questions, if it's anyone that's messaged today, if there's any kind of follow-on questions as to what's come up from this, or anyone else, then please do message us on Instagram. We are at the Male Fertility Podcast. Our email is themalefertilitypodcast@gmail.com. Kieran always usually does that in our episodes, so I had to think about that one. Of course, you can find us both over at nexusfertility.com, our support platform. So please do come over there. There's many blokes within the community there that are talking and sharing, and you might just read something that really resonates with you, or come to one of our support groups online or in person. We're doing in-person ones now. You just never know. Sometimes it is the smallest thing that someone else will say can be a massive light bulb moment. So just keep pushing on, keep showing up every day, and know that we're here for you. So until next time, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's conversation, please follow the show and share with someone who might benefit.